good. I didn't look at them yet.
Not only was there one person who asked like 20 questions in one comment, but we actually did get more.
No, I did see that. Hey, let's go ahead and just start the show right now, just like this. Hello, everybody.
Okay, hello,
Hi,
guys.
Hi, everybody.
I have the page open right now. And you guys have asked some awesome stuff. Gary, you asked like an awesome long list of these. Very cool.
We'll be like during the show. And this one's also from Gary.
Guess who?
I think my favorite question from Gary is either, has Uncle Ray told you anything more about Hodor in the future books, or who would you vote for in High Popol's Game of Thrones battleships?
That's my favorite one too.
We were just talking before we started recording, and Selena is in a little trouble lately because of her battleshipness.
Yeah, I made some enemies apparently.
Enemies?
Eric, listen, she was about to talk about it.
Yeah, shipping is a serious business, dude.
I was like, save it. Just so now I'm excited. So just lay it out for us, because some of those people that are, you know, online may listen to this and may listen to you talking. So it's like a way for you to speak directly to them.
Okay, well, let's stick with the water metaphor here and the whole shipping thing, and say that when you engage with shipping, you are treading dangerous water.
Oh.
You're on thin ice, you might even say, when you speak about any of these potential romantic pairings that people may or may not support. And so this whole battleship actually came out of the fact that I was writing up a news story about Once Upon a Time, and I made some poll and didn't include Swan Queen, which is apparently, I didn't know this, I do know this now, a huge ship in the Once Upon a Time fan community. It is one of two of the female lead characters in the show. And
they're enemies. You can't ship them.
Do not start, Eric.
They are polar opposites. Look, I don't care if I'm treading water here or waiting in wildfire,
no
whatever
what
it is
saying.
You just said. If I'm waiting in wildfire, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you can't ship the Black Queen and her mortal enemy, Swan.
Is it because she's black, Eric? Was that why?
Oh God.
I'm just taking another level.
But here's the thing, though, is that you are allowed to have this opinion, Eric. I respect your opinion, and I think that it's fair enough, but apparently it's not. That's not how these people see. I mean, shipping is like, you get so invested in it. I totally get that. And for this group of shippers, this is not about Regina and Emma. This is about the acceptance in society of lesbianism and homosexuality and all of that, right, in general. So by omitting this ship that I didn't realize existed, I was apparently angering an entire community of, so it just kind of spiraled out of control and it became a huge mess. But the good thing, if there was anything in this whole mess and stuff going on, was that we realized that shippers mean serious business. And they come with their cannons and they attack you. And so we figured, you know what?
Yes.
We want to just see who is the most powerful group of shippers that we have on Hypable. And so we started this battleship tournament, and it's really exciting. And this particular ship is going to go up against Glee's Curt and Blaine ship, and that should be huge. I cannot wait for the blood and the wildfire.
I've always said Hypable needed to be less heteronormative. I've always said that.
Yeah, well, there you go. You and the Swan shippers both.
I heard that Eric and Theon is really getting high up there in the votes, though.
I wish, but sadly, they didn't even make the poll.
That sucks.
If they had, though, I'm sure they would have.
Next year.
Yeah, next year.
I just have to tone it. I have to come up with a few more, you know, images, and because people are very visual about this stuff. And I don't know. Maybe I have to do like a little. Like a little blurb, like saying, you know, our similarities and why we're the perfect, why we're the OTP.
Oh, you should do that anyway, Eric. I would pay to see that. Actually, I think we should auction that off for charity. No, but the funny thing is, though, that the pairing that did win in the Game of Thrones competition was Arya and Gendry. And that kind of surprised me, even though I approved.
She's a little girl.
No, but she's going to grow up eventually. Just go with it.
You sound like a pedophile.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm on, oh, yeah, I'm God. Just, I'm. You know what, I'm 0 for 2 at this point, I don't
right.
even care.
No, sorry, I'm trying to help you out, Selena, by putting the target, putting the crosshairs on myself.
Yeah, no good, you're I'm very saying. Noble.
But, no, I get you, well, that's very interesting at the very least.
SweetLou13 on Twitter sent us an article today, and he said, I feel like I know Micah way better now. I clicked on it, and it's an article basically saying, if this is your favorite Thrones character, then you are this. So it's retweeted from the main account right now, and the one about Theon's pretty hilarious.
Oh, can we do it now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We have to find out whose favorite character is, like, what's your favorite character? Like, I guess decide. Like, my favorite character is Robb Stark. I think for SweetLou13, it gave him a little perspective on Micah and the rest of us on the show. Luckily, I don't think any of us have Pyat Pree as a favorite.
mine was going to be Arya, but she's not on the list, so I'm going to have to go with my second favorite.
Brienne?
Yep.
I was going through it, and I was just like, aha. Okay,
so if your favorite character, Game of Thrones character, is the Lord of Winterfell, Robb Stark, you're a pretty cool dude who's loyal to his friends and believes that people get what's coming to them. Did you choose this character so you would get this, Zach?
No, because Robb is my favorite.
Anyway.
No. I think this is rigged. This is a very opinionated thing. This is an opinion.
You're just mad at what they say about Theon. Yeah, anyway.
No, I haven't read the Theon one yet.
You just wait till your turn.
No. I'm not mad about the Theon thing. I haven't read it yet. What I got stuck on was this Joffrey Baratheon.
Right.
If your favorite
character is Joffrey
Baratheon
anyway.
Fuck you. You're fucked up. If you like Joffrey, who's basically King's Landing version of Patrick Bateman. You like torturing small animals just
like
a little
sorbet.
Kid.
I'm actually on a diet.
This is terrible.
You start your day off by reading your Google Reader. Oh yeah, I'm sure Robb does that back in Winterfell.
Yeah, Robb does that all the time.
All news websites and at work are seen as an all-around nice guy. If you're into Robb Stark, you're most likely a social crusader. You believe in equality for all. At the same time, you never fail to face tough decisions and move forward with your agenda. You want what you want, and no one's going to stop you from trying to get it. But you know what? You do not have a point of view, view at least in the first two books. So in your face.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry. It just felt like something had to happen.
I feel like there was a stretch in my life when I was really into RSS readers, and then I decided to just not care anymore. And it's been pretty good since then.
Clearly that's something trait you share with Robb.
Yeah, so let me find...
Brienne of Tarth. If your favorite Game of Thrones character is Brienne of Tarth, you're a dependable, hardworking friend who everyone can count on. Fiercely dedicated to those closest to you, you'll beat anyone down who crosses them. Fuck everyone. You love your friends and family. That's it. Your favorite music is Norwegian death metal.
Wow!
It makes sense.
And in your free time, you're running marathons and general badassery.
Yoga.
Yes. Ooh, grammar. Especially the second one.
You work in construction, and whether male or female, all your friends consider you, quote, one of the boys. Your only weakness is your inability to let go and have fun, which limits your participation in activities such as pub crawls, karaoke dancing, and recreational drug use.
Well. Yes, I do work in construction.
So I mean, you're one of the boys. You work in construction. You're kind of a square.
I'm a badass, let's just face it.
But
I love this one.
She listens to Norwegian death
Norwegian
metal.
Death metal.
I do. Yeah. I do yeah. this.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Now it's time for Theon, the one we've all been waiting for. Just for a quick interjection before we get to Theon, I'm going to go ahead and read off Captain Creepyface, Pyat Pree's, and it's very succinct. It says, if your favorite Game of Thrones character is Pyat Pree, you sodomize dead people. Please get away from me. So
that's what it says?
Yep.
Jeez.
Okay.
Are we ready for Theon?
Yeah, let me find it.
I liked it already.
Yeah, I can't wait. He's on page one, isn't he?
He is.
Theon, a Greyjoy. If your favorite character on Game of Thrones is Theon, Benedict Arnold Greyjoy, I don't like you anymore. I used to like you, but then you got promoted to head of accounts, no salary increase, I know, I have inside information, and became a total dick. I mean... why'd you email our boss telling him I actually wasn't sick the other day when I took the day off?
What the hell, man? What is wrong with you? You know they promoted you so you'd stop whining about how you're underappreciated and never getting the respect you deserve. I used to like you, dude. I used to think you were a good person, but now I'm not so sure. What gives? Oh, and your taste in women is super weird, promotion or not.
I will defend my choice.
No offense to any women that may be involved.
I'm just surprised. Like I said, this is a matter of opinion, this whole article. And it may be funny. It may be funny, but I'm surprised, Selena, that your favorite character isn't Jon Snow.
Why?
Because I think I think he has to be the most popular
I think he's annoying. Like, I like him in the beginning, but if I've kept reading the books, and I'm not so sure he's even my top five anymore.
Well, okay, then I guess you really are one of the guys and not a hot girl, because according to this, it says if Jon Snow is your favorite Game of Thrones character, you and I should be friends. We can watch Game of Thrones together, loving Jon Snow every minute of it. I'll enjoy your company because you're shy, but not cripplingly so. Opinionated, but only after your opinions when asked. Stoic, but able to laugh at yourself. And a hot girl, yes, you're a hot girl, I hope. If we're watching Game of Thrones together, I mean.
I love the description of Daenerys. I'm not going to read it, but everyone is listening.
Yeah, I know. I was considering taking that, but no.
There's tons more characters called Drogo, Cersei, Viserys.
Check out Thought Catalog, and thank you.
No Arya, though.
Sweet Lou 13, Mike Lewis, for sending it to us.
Some news. I mean, there's been so many pictures coming out of the Game of Thrones production, but these were actually a set of images posted by my new Swedish best friend. The guy who posted the pictures is a kickboxer called Rickard Nordstrand. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
A Swedish kickboxer. So don't clearly say. I must know him. And he's playing a character in the third season, and he has tweeted pictures of himself with two new characters, Missandei and Daario, who's my new favorite character. And they look amazing.
Daario! Oh, we just did it at the same time. Nice work.
But no, these look so great. And I'm really interested to see these two characters in the show, because Missandei is a character who, I think she's about 8 or 9 in the story, but they've clearly aged her up a lot. And I guess that's because they killed off Daenerys' handmaidens and realized
she's now attractive. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I love this picture, this photograph of the braids in the back of Dany's head. Mm. Like, I feel like they snuck that in. He's like,
hey, I noticed that too. And I was like, man, that's a cool wig.
I know. You can definitely tell it's fake, though. Come on. Yeah.
Well, from up close, but it'll look better with movie magic or small screen magic.
They use still Photoshop it in.
But no, everybody looks good. Even Jorah looks very good.
Jorah always looks good. Sorry.
That's true. I'm looking at these photographs, and the guy at the end has a sweet denim jacket. So nice work, guy, at the end of the last of them. These photos are cool, and Eric and I were talking before you hopped on Skype. We don't know any of these people or what they're doing. So clearly S3 is going to really expand this Dothraki movement, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be so cool. I can't wait. This is a really, really exciting part of Daenerys' journey.
We were just talking about Ian Glenn always looking good. This is a must-have own. It's a YouTube video, or at least the video is hosted among other places on YouTube. And it's a montage or a collection of every single time that the actor Ian Glenn as Jorah Mormont says the word Khaleesi.
Oh my god.
On Game of Thrones. Now, surprisingly, across 20 episodes or however many, there have been like 24, right? He's apparently only said Khaleesi 22 times. This 38-second video clip is, like I said, a collection of every time that he addresses her or shouts it or anything, and it is a must-see.
Shall we watch it?
Just one sec. I'm just waiting for the, like, I guess it would be copyrighted, but you know the rap single, the "You're My Khaleesi," do. It would be so good.
You know who they should get to do that? They should get Psy to do that. I feel like Psy could get away with it.
"You're my Khaleesi, I'm gonna squeeze it." Hey. It could be so good.
Hot Khaleesi. Yeah.
You guys are so white.
Okay. Aww.
All right.
A small gift for the new Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Look away, Khaleesi. Have patience, Khaleesi.
Have you ever seen a dragon, Khaleesi?
Have you seen a dragon, Khaleesi?
I don't understand the purpose of
Khaleesi,
this.
Khaleesi, he will die tonight.
Khaleesi.
He's already gone, Khaleesi.
Jabrati Lesh.
Razi Khaleesi.
Khaleesi, Shafki.
Khaleesi. 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 Trust me, Khaleesi. Forgive me, Khaleesi.
Careful. That's so weird.
Khaleesi!
Oh, they got two in one clip.
Go. There you go.
We got two in one clip at the very end.
I guess it's the perfect time to go ahead and talk about the, I don't know if we have, did we talk about the show? We might have, but I'll go ahead and post again, the Where My Dragon's At song.
Oh no.
It's so funny. It's so, I put it in the show notes, but basically Jorah is in that song and he's, when he goes, Khaleesi, it's the sweetest thing I've ever seen. It's pretty funny.
Oh,
it's almost as good as Richard Harris as Dumbledore, and that's saying a lot. So.
That was good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you know what else, Zach? I told them that you weren't really sick the other day.
Sick? What was I sick?
I told them that you weren't really sick the other day. You know, when you took off work like and you said I was sick.
Oh, I just got it. I was slow. Sorry, guys. I've been painting all day and night, and I've been doing nothing but breathing paint fumes. Trick-or-treaters came into my home last night. And the people that were helping me paint, this is the only thing that was said. Shh. So, wow. that was fun.
Paint fumes are powerful.
They are. They're very powerful. Especially when the primer is bundled with the paint. We've had a selection of tweets to get sent to us over the past course of the months. And we are disregarding those because we should probably read the ones that happened recently. From you guys. Everyone's sort of ablaze right now because Christian's coming on the show next week, which is awesome.
That is cool.
So exciting.
We've had to postpone it, unfortunately, because Micah is still dealing with Hurricane Sandor and there's power outages, flooded homes, craziness. The pacing for that is probably going to be the same, looking at pushing it back a few days, but everything is still going to be handled within Hodor week next week. So all good there. Guys, everybody should come together, and if you would kindly, there's a man on Twitter at MJTBomb that is you know, still in the eye of the storm, hunkering down inside of a cave that's hidden, and he could use your tweets of encouragement.
Yes, for Hodor week, could we make a song that went something like, come together right now, Hodor me.
Yes,
Hodor. Yes? What,
don't you want to be Hodor?
Hodor me.
I want to be Hodor'd.
I'll be Hodor'd. I'm down to be Hodor'd. What about you, Eric?
Happy Hodor games.
Yay! That's good, too.
All right, and here is your 85 seconds of tweets, where we, for 85 seconds, read the most recent tweets that we've received at Game of Owns.
Please don't count the seconds.
On Twitter. Yes, don't count the seconds. Unless, well, if somebody could tell me when time's up, I'll stop reading.
Sure, let me pull out my stopwatch. Hold on. All right.
All right, this one's from Travis Anderson. I'm reading in order of most recent to least recent. Travis Anderson says, this chapter is significant because of what we now know about the crime that Tyrion was tried for, gives credibility to the gods. Phyllis Ashley says, listener challenge, which drink? Coffee, good lord. I listen from work during mind-numbing tasks. So people actually drink coffee while listening to us. Mike Lewis says, Mike Lewis sent us that thought catalog thing.
Yeah.
Ion Throne, interesting theory on altitude, lack of oxygen, contributing to Liza's craziness. Mary D, Hodor, so cool. Ask him which character scenes beside his own have really impacted him when he gets to see the show.
Mm.
Okay. Jon Snow's Bezatch really thanking us for her shout out the last episode. And
thank
Shelby Lynn Walker
for the tweet.
Is super excited.
I love the theory that Iron Throne had that Lisa might be crazy because of the altitude and lack of oxygen up in the Eyrie. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what we said last episode. We thought it could be, I mean, shit does get crazy when the air is thinner, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have a lot to do with why, you know, the guys outside the wall on the northern end are a little skittish. The altitude's a little higher there. Let's just say the sea level is a little different than back at King's Landing.
Absolutely. Now here's a one more thing. This is a tweet, but it's not part of our 85 second segment. Sorry, time's up.
Time's up.
But Jessica asked us via Twitter, I'm brand new to the series. Should I wait until I'm done with the books before I listen to the podcast? Yes, it is safe to listen. In fact, we would encourage you to read along, wouldn't we?
We would.
With us, indeed. But I wonder if... She said she's brand new to the series, so I assume that also means television. Let us know, Jessica, if you do end up listening, and also if you watch the TV show at all before reading the books.
If you want to join the ranks of the quick and pace 85-second segment that Eric just did, that probably will not ever happen again because we probably will forget it by the next time we record.
It was absolutely terrible.
You can do that by tweeting us at Game of Owns, and that's the same address on Facebook. Our email is contact@gameofowns.com. That's where you can send emails if your ravens are broken or if their legs are broken or if they're too much like Harry Potter owls, then just email us instead.
Also, I wanted to do a shout-out to anybody who is starting National Novel Writing Month, NaNoWriMo. Selena, are you doing it?
I'm doing it. And you know why I'm doing it? Because I wasn't going to do it. And then Jess on Twitter was like, you should do it. And so now I'm doing it. And then Jane Espenson, writer of Game of Thrones, I was like, wish me luck. And then she wished me luck. So now I have to do it. That's
you
my story.
You are contractually bound. You yes. have to do it. Or people will think you're a horrible person.
Exactly.
But exactly, no, I it was on the website the other day because I joined NaNo like 4 years ago and I never wrote a book. But it's specifically so that no matter who you are, if you want to be a writer or not, you could be a construction worker, you could be on a film set, and the idea is if you keep up with it, by the end of the month, you'll have a novel. And everybody could use a novel, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you never know what's going to get sold.
You know
so,
what they say is
days.
That in life, if you want to achieve something in life, you should plant a tree or write a book.
Oh.
And so this is my bidding of best luck to anybody starting NaNoWriMo. As this has aired like, you know, day two of NaNoWriMo. And may your book be the next Song of Ice and Fire.
Oh yeah. Second.
May the
winter be with you.
Gods be with you.
Be ever in your favor. May the
May winter and words be coming
yes.
to you.
May words in winter be coming to you. And yours.
My name is Eric Skull.
I'm Zach Louie.
I'm Selena Wilkin. Stay
gooey.